The Isle of Man celebrates Victory in Europe Day, 1945. Brought to you by Manx National Heritage and Labyrinth History and Action Players. Programme 1, announcing the news.
Yesterday morning, at 2:41 a.m., at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea, and air forces in Europe to the Allied Expeditionary Forces and simultaneously to the Soviet High Command. The German war is therefore at an end. We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing. Today is Victory in Europe Day.
The Isle of Man Times, Tuesday, 8th of May, 1945. Today is VE Day. It is the day on which victory in Europe is ours. And what a victory! Complete and absolute unconditional surrender. This day marks the end of the war in Europe, the day for which we have waited for 5.5 bitter years. The most stupendous drama the world has ever witnessed moved to its climax with breathtaking swiftness. So today, celebrate, and then back to work on Thursday until our last foe, Japan, is crushed also.
Down in Douglas this morning, the shopping streets began to fill at an early hour. Not with holidaymakers, but with housewives replenishing food stocks. Fears of a bread shortage spread through the gathering crowds, but these were quickly dispelled as the bakers opened up with good supplies. Butchers were also able to meet demand, so far as the goods would extend. Many of the food shop queues cleared as quickly as they had formed. To the delight of all school children, schools closed both Tuesday and Wednesday. And finally, we understand that no extension of hours is to be granted to licensed premises in Douglas in connection with the victory holiday.
Lady Rose Granville, wife to His Excellency Lieutenant Governor Earl Granville.
The end of the war in Europe will bring the most profound feelings of relief and gratitude to the heart of every woman on this island. Our prayers and thoughts are with those who have lost their loved ones, and also with those gallant men who have lost their health or limbs for the great cause of freedom, and have saved us from the unbelievable horrors of being an enslaved nation. All of us who remained at home are now faced with the task of seeing that the great sacrifice of our men shall not have been in vain.
Mr. J. D. Qualtrough, Speaker of the House of Keys.
Not many of us imagined in 1939 the appalling magnitude of the struggle that lay ahead. There have been days since then when it seemed that there was little left to us except the will that said, hold on. But we have held on through the darkest days. Backed by the steadfast efforts of men and women in every rank of life, our fighting services, by their skill and fortitude, have saved this land and the cause for which they took up arms. The victory enables us to breathe freely again and to organise our energies for the building of a better way of life. And the evil things that threatened us have been utterly destroyed.
clear came as a surprise. I mean, well, I had, of course, heard Mr. Church on the wireless. We all had. But, well, I don't know. It still came as a surprise. A wonderful, wonderful surprise. Anyhow, before you knew it, next thing, pandemonium. There was the blare of ship sirens, church bells, and we hadn't heard them for 6 years. People cheering and clapping, you couldn't hear yourself think. All of us from our street, off we all went, a raggle-taggle crocodile of folk down into Douglas Town to join in with the revelry. It was as if the carnival had arrived. All along Strand Street there were naval men and soldiers parading with their caps back to front, all smiles and laughing and dancing and singing along to accordions and drums. What a racket! At one point I lost sight of children. Where were they? Oh, they're queuing for ice cream now. That did make it a red letter day. We hadn't seen ice cream being sold since 39. It was a long day, but I was glad we stayed until nightfall. You would have missed the fireworks otherwise. Fireworks popping off all over the place, the sky's on fire, everyone joyous and very, very happy. It's the Siegfried Line.